Now, today is the launch of a first meeting of a task force set up as a result of the loss of one third of Ireland's fishing quota this year, estimated to cost the fishing industry €105 million. It'll take place at Howth Harbour this morning. Industry groups have warned that the reduction of fishing opportunities following the EU December Fisheries Council could impact 2,300 jobs in coastal communities, and stories are coming through in relation to the impact on fishermen who have already caught their year's quota, and it's only into February. The inaugural meeting of the Food Vision Seafood Sector Group will be preceded by a joint launch, including the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Martin Hayden, together with the Minister for State for Fisheries and the Marine, Timmy Dooley. Timmy Dooley has spoken previously that Irish fish stocks have reduced dramatically, or fish stocks in general have reduced dramatically in the Atlantic Ocean because of the overfishing by non-EU coastal states. He said the government is pressing the European community to target those countries, while the task force will seek to provide measures to support coastal communities as stocks recover. The group will examine the challenges facing catch fisheries, aquaculture and seafood processing with the aim of developing a framework of measures with EU funding and within state aid rules. So there's a number of different people involved in this. The former General Secretary of the Irish Farmers Association, Michael Burkery, who has been appointed as an independent chairperson, is tasked with delivering a report by June. And the group, which operates under Food Vision 2030, includes industry representatives and relevant government departments and state agencies. Well, with that in mind, you might remember a fortnight ago on the show, we heard from ecologist Padraig Fogarty, who's calling for tangle net fishing to be banned because he argued this fishing method, which is aimed at catching crayfish, leads to the indiscriminate capture of other species, including those at risk of extinction, such as the angel shark and the common skate. Michael Hennessy has been a cray fisherman out of Dingle since 1983 and uses tangle nets. He contacted Kerry today after hearing Mr. Fogarty's interview. He argues that banning tangle net fishing will end onshore fishing in Ireland, as it's used to catch the crayfish, one of the remaining species Irish commercial fishermen are allowed to actually catch. Radio Kerry's Breda Forest began by asking Michael Hennessy what exactly tangle net fishing is.
Are they a really big net that you pull on after the boat, or how does it work?
No, you just go. You have, I suppose, a half a mile of net in a string light, and you shoot it. There's two buys, one in each end and two anchors. You shoot it in the rough and you just leave it there for 2 days and haul it back. They might be out long. If we've got bad weather, they might be out 5 days, like, but...
Is it that the crayfish then would crawl along the net and get caught up in it, tangled up in it, and that's how you'd be able to catch them then?
That's right, yeah. We shoot on top of high rough all the time, like the nets are shot in peaky ground.
Do you mean that there's stone at the bottom of the water as opposed to sand, or what does that mean, rough ground?
Yeah, stone, hard ground, peaky ground. Like, don't it be like, what I described, don't it be like a ditch in a field? You'll be shooting on top of the stony ditch, you wouldn't be shooting in the grass. Yeah, it's some 6 miles in, like, we'd be fishing most of the time. We'd only be a mile off the land, that's a half mile during the summer there, like, on the weather's fine. We'll be crayfishing, like, in top of peaky rough ground.
Some ecologists are arguing that this creates an unnecessarily large amount of bycatch, you know, species that you didn't intend to catch. I think they mentioned stingrays, angel sharks, grey seals as well. Have you come across a lot of bycatch when you're out tangle net fishing?
No. We had observed results from the Marine Institute. We just there and they seen what was coming in the nets. There was nothing like that coming in the nets. You might get a nod, see, now and again, like, that's it. We're fishing in the heart of the place up along there, like, you know, where the seals are. The figures that sit there on about there are not right at all. We had the observed result, which is there for 3 and 4 days a week. Like, they see what was coming in the nets. No stingray, no nothing like that. I'd say once we caught rays and he was left off again straight away. I can't understand why they went to bend the nets. Like, the nets are doing no harm. They have enough. But since Ben, now they have salmon bend, and they have bass. They bend the bass as well, like, and they bend tuna fishing. So there's much more left for all small boats to be at, like, you know, inshore, like.
They're suggesting things like using pots, like lobster pots.
There's nothing left for small boats. If they start banning the crane, it's not like everything's banned by them. What do they want us to do, like? There's not left, really, like. There's enough things banned, like. There's a different fellow inside an office, they ban him, like. Ban the nets, like. He's not out trying to make a living at all, like the fishermen, like. It's coastal communities, like. You know, there's enough taken off us already. Why don't they bring back something if they want to ban it? Bring back the salmon. I'll bring back the bass.
Do we know how many people are involved in the fishing industry in Kerry, or would you have a rough idea?
You know, there's a good few, like, if you go all the way up from here up to Fianna, Down, Marys, Dingle, Down South, as far as Port McGee, all of it. There's a good few, like, you know, there's a lot involved in the fishing, like. I can't understand. It's easy for them to be calling to ban the nets, like, you know. They're not out fishing every day at all. They don't know what's going on, like. You know, they're not doing enough for fishermen, like calling for a ban again, like. Won't you know it? None of the departments are called shouting about stop the ban, like. You'll hear no one shouting for fishermen, like. When are they going to shout stop? There's no young fella going into fishing. Why would they go into the carry on that's going on, like? Our governments have failed as long as I'm fishing here. Everything is stopped. Stop the tuna, stop the salmon, stop the bass, and now they want to stop the train. So,
do we know on Kerry, like, have we had a census of seals and species of fish to know what is there and whether the population is going up or going down? Is there overfishing around Kerry?
No, there's not. The fishing gets a great rest around Kerry because of the weather, so you won't be out in swells and stuff. Boats are tied up for half the year, I could say. We start in April and we're finished in December, like, and we won't get many days from September to December, like, and then it's like, they don't raise that point at all, like, it's always the fishermen. There should be more surveys done around for small boats down here, like, they're after doing them above and feeding it with pots. There's nothing done down here in Dingle, like, but they don't should be doing more surveys, like the rays and stuff, to see how many stingrays is around the place or how many angel sharks is around, but there's nothing like that done down here, like, so there should be more of it done before they start talking about banning, like. They might have a lot caught in feeding it, but they're certainly not cut off the flesh because they're around Dingle, like, anyway.
So that's one thing they could do. Are there other things the government should be doing to support the inland fishing industry in Ireland?
They should be subsidising the fishermen the same as they're subsidising the farmers. They don't do nothing for fishermen like the government. And BIM as well, they're like, they're, if we want to do anything to a boat now and you go to BIM looking for a grant, if they pass the grant, the first thing they'll do is, oh, you have to clear your harbour dues with the Department of the Marine before they'll give out money to anyone. They're two different departments. That shouldn't be allowed at all. Like, they put nothing into fishing. They put into tourism and all this crap, but forget about the fishermen. Like, to receive the quotas, every year it is cut. When people come to town, like, they want local caught fish. They don't want imported stuff, like, they want local caught fish, like. All the restaurants are the same, like. They want local caught product.
And you mentioned that people are being forced to pay harbour dues before they can draw down any grants. Why would that be difficult for some fishermen?
Because the small boats are tied up there for nearly 6 months of the year, like, before they're earning, like. And the short window, they know, trying to clear harbour dues and be up to date again, like. They calculate the size of the boat, like. They charge a small boat the same as a big boat for water, like. You'd be charged the same as a fella that has six inside in the boat. No, might have only one in the boat. We're doing, will be charged the same money as the fella with six. Like, that's all wrong. And then first thing they say to, oh, you have to be up to date with harbour dues before they'll give a grant to any fisherman. Like, our minister there and our TDs and stuff, they should be fighting our corner, like. That's what they were elected for, but they're not. There's none of them fighting the corner for fishermen, like.
What would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see them opening up the salmon again and opening up the bass, like, they've enough to enclose, like, they can land bass everywhere else in the UK, there, Ireland. They could do that for a start, like, they've banned dogs before. They're after bringing in a small bit of a quota of dogs. Now it's much good for inshore, like, they want to up the quota for dogs. There's plenty of dogfish around. They give young fellas rents to come in and buy boats, but there's no young fellas going into it because there's not enough backing, like. Fishermen should be able to draw down some kind of a payment from the winter, like, they're not. Fishermen account to the self-employed, there's nothing there for them to draw down, like. Every year they go for quotas, they're cut. Not once they come home and say, oh, the quota has gone up for this, has gone up for that. Only stop. Cut.
Yeah, there you go. That's the view of a fisherman there talking to Radio Kerry's Breda Forest about that call for tanglenet fishing to be stopped. Michael Hennessy arguing that tanglenet fishing is needed to fish one of the only kind of crayfish or the only kind of fish that onshore fishermen are allowed to fish for these days.